This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk to Susan Miller at the bottom of the hour. She is an astrologer and has a website, astrologyzone.com. She hosts a podcast and is a well-known columnist. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world today from an astrological perspective. I personally have been studying astrology for many, many years, and it is a powerful way to understand the psyche and the world itself. We'll be talking about what's going on in the news, and we'll be talking about the astrological correlates to what's going on in the news. There's all kinds of really interesting connections between astrology and what we're experiencing in a current from a current event perspective, we'll say. Susan Miller will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the websites by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, you can always call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person about the longevity products or the longevity business opportunity. 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Susan Miller will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. We're talking about the power of the enzyme. Enzymes are what give food their life force. Enzymes are what give us our life force. Enzymes are what make everything happen from a biological perspective. The cool thing about enzymes, well, a couple important things about enzymes. First of all, as we age, we run out of enzymes. This is a concept that was first promoted by Dr. Edward Howell. If you're interested in learning more about this, get the book Enzyme Nutrition, the Food Enzyme Concept. Dr. Howell said you can replace metabolic enzymes by eating plant enzymes, by eating your enzymes. You can eat the life force when you eat enzymes, but this necessitates the ingestion of foods that have the life force, and unfortunately, many of the foods that we eat today do not have the life force. Sometimes you get artificial and processed and ultra-processed foods that have all the basic nutrients in them, but they don't have the life force in them. The life force comes from raw or close to raw foods.
That's one reason, by the way, you want to eat raw eggs, which are a good source of enzymes. So when you cook your eggs, you lose those enzymes. And this is one of the reasons why you're never going to get everything you need from nutritional supplements. Nutritional supplements cannot contain the life force. They contain the shell, and that's important. I'm not being dismissive of the importance of supplementing. It's very important to supplement these days. But you also want to make sure that you're eating living food. Sometimes people ask me, well, can I get everything I need from supplements? No, you cannot get everything you need from supplements because you need to have the life force. You need to ingest the life force. That's what living foods do. They give you the life force. So supplements are important, absolutely. And actually, in an ideal world, we wouldn't even have to supplement. If we lived in a perfect world, we could just get everything we need from food. We don't live in a perfect world, of course, so we can't get everything we need from food. And supplementation is a valuable part of a healthy lifestyle. Should be an important part of a healthy lifestyle. But you still have to eat raw veggies, raw eggs, or at least close to raw eggs and close to raw veggies. Raw milk is good, too. This is one of the problems with the carnivore diet, as I see it, is you're missing a wonderful source of live enzymes. We didn't talk about that with Dr. Baker last week. And carnivores believe that you don't necessarily need to have everything that you get from plants. And that's true. You don't absolutely have to have the fiber and the phytonutrients and the enzymes and all the other things that you get in veggies. But it helps. And why avoid them? Why miss out on them? What's the downside? Now, it's true that there are problems with certain plants, and lectins are, we've talked a lot about lectins and the relationship of inflammation to the ingestion of lectins, particularly gluten. Nonetheless, if you don't have a problem with specific lectins, vegetation, plants and fruits and beans and nuts have incredible nutritional value if you do it correctly, and you don't necessarily want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. By the way, sprouted grains and sprouted nuts are really good sources of enzymes. Roasted nuts aren't. A lot of people enjoy roasted nuts, or anytime you cook something or roast it or heat it, you're going to lose the enzyme value. But when you sprout a grain or when you sprout a nut, you're getting lots of enzyme value, especially in that part where the sprout meets the seed. As the sprout comes out of the seed, that little tiny part right where the seed turns into the sprout is the most enzyme-rich part of the plant. Anyway, digestive enzymes, metabolic enzymes, there's a very interesting relationship between the two. Metabolic enzymes are enzymes that help you with, obviously, metabolism. Digestive enzymes are enzymes that help you with digestion. What's really interesting, according to Dr. Howell, is that you can replace your metabolic enzymes, your enzymes that help your metabolism, help your chemistry work, with digestive enzymes. And the more you're burning through your digestive enzymes, the more your metabolic enzymes are going to have to contribute and the faster you're going to run out of them. This interchangeability between the two classes of enzymes is a concept that Dr. Howell came up with. Nobody else talks about it. To this day, nobody else is really talking about it. When Dr. Howell first promoted it, he was kind of dismissed, but there's some interesting and compelling evidence that suggests that he's correct. Dr. Howell referred to the food enzyme stomach, and he said that this food enzyme stomach is the first part of the stomach, and this is where enzymes from foods, particularly raw fruits and veggies, can become digested after they've been chewed in the mouth. The first step in the digestive process is saliva in the mouth. That's why chewing is so important. You know, when we grew up, we're told to chew your food 30 times. And if you ever try to chew your food 30 times, you're going to find, number one, it isn't so easy. And number two, you're going to find that you're eating less food. If you force yourself to chew your food 30 times, you're going to find that you don't want to eat as much. That's psychological. But you'll also find that you're getting more nutritional value from your foods, particularly if you're a diabetic. If you're a diabetic and you chew your food, you're going to reduce the load on the pancreas. Pancreas secretes the same enzymes, similar enzymes to enzymes that are in saliva, something called amylase. The more you chew your food, the less work the pancreas is going to have to do. In fact, one of the major, hypothetically, I don't know if I've ever seen the evidence for this, but logic tells you that if you put a load on the pancreas, you're going to be more susceptible to pancreatic and digestive issues, especially if you believe in Dr. Howell's idea that you can run out of enzymes. I was just watching a show on Steve Jobs, who died of pancreatic cancer. And Steve was a frugitarian. He ate only fruit for many years. Towards the end of his life, he had a more varied diet. But for many years, he was only eating fruit, lots of fruit. Of course, fruit contains lots of sugar. He was essentially ingesting a high-sugar diet. Of course, he died of a pancreatic disease. All right, we'll continue. We come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6210 is our number.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Susan Miller will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little astrology. Her website is astrologyzone.com. Talk a little bit about current events and what's going on from an astrological perspective. And we'll get your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. So I was talking about Steve Jobs before we went to break. It was really interesting to me how we have this misunderstanding about fruits and vegetables. And we just assume, a lot of us, not everybody, of course, but as a culture, we just assume fruits and vegetables good, non-fruits and vegetables bad. And it's not that cut and dry. And the opposite, meat good, vegetables bad, and this whole carnivore diet thing is not that cut and dry either. It's not. That's not how diet works. This idea of only eating one type of food and throwing out all of the nutritional value of the other type of food just doesn't make any sense. Human beings are omnivores. We eat everything. We're opportunistic eaters, and our digestive system is designed to benefit from all kinds of foods. Steve Jobs was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer after being a frugitarian and a vegetarian, where he only ate fruits and vegetables for many years, and what he decided to do was double down and just eat only fruits. I think he might have eaten a little bit of vegetation for a while, a few vegetables for a while, a few vegetables a day. But he was really concentrating on fruits. This is a guy who had pancreatic cancer, and all he was doing was eating fruits. I don't know who was advising this poor guy, but that was the silliest thing he could have done. Of course, then when he tried to eat meat, towards the end he tried to eat meat, he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle the taste of it. He didn't feel good after he ate it. And that's because if you've been a vegetarian for your whole life, which he was, I think since he was a kid, and then all of a sudden you start to eat meat, the bacteria in your intestine have not quite adjusted. Our intestinal microbiome develops and proliferates based on the kinds of food we eat. And if we're healthy, the microbiome develops specifically to process the foods that we're eating. And if you try to eat meat after you've only been a vegetarian for many years, you're not going to feel so good because your biochemistry, specifically the microbiome's biochemistry, has not adjusted. So anyway, he tried to eat meat. He didn't like it, so he went back to eating fruit. And, of course, we all know what happened to Steve Jobs. It's not saying that one type of food or the other type of food is what you should stick with. You have to be flexible with what you're eating. Speaking of which, from the American Heart Association, March 1st, higher consumption of fruits and vegetables is associated with a lower risk of death in men and women, according to data representing nearly 2 million adults. We see this all the time. Vegetables, ingestion of enough vegetables and fruits are associated with a longer lifespan. According to this article, 5 daily servings of fruits and vegetables eaten as 2 servings of fruit and 3 servings of vegetables may be the optimal amount of combination for a longer life. Now, personally, I'm not thinking that you need as much fruits as 2 servings a day. Of course, if you're picking your fruits carefully, maybe. But fruits today are bred to be super duper sweet. Not only are they bred to be super sweet, but when they're breeding fruits, they're actually using genetic technologies and breeding techniques that de-emphasize the medicinal value of fruits, which tend to be bitter, and emphasize the sweet value of fruits, which is the sugar. So the fruits we eat today are not the fruits that we grew up with from an evolutionary standpoint. And that's really the problem with fruits. Even vegetables are like that. Even vegetables are being modified to remove the medicinal, i.e. bitter compounds, and in favor for the sweeter compounds. But it's not quite as bad with vegetables as it is with fruits. Plus, fruits today are bred to be really big. So you're getting a lot more sugar from a fruit than we used to get from a fruit. We used to eat crab apples. Now we eat apples that are the size of grapefruits. Maybe not that big, but big ones. You are getting fiber, of course, and that will slow down the release of the sugar. Nonetheless, fructose is sugar, and you don't want to be eating a lot of it. Eat half an apple. Eat half a banana. You don't need the whole apple. You don't need the whole banana. So when they say 2 servings, make a serving a half a banana or a half a piece of fruit. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Pamela in California. Say good morning, Pamela.
Hi, good morning, Ben. How are you today?
Hey, while I got you on the phone here, Pamela, are you the gal who called a couple weeks ago about some kind of electrical device that you're using?
Yes, I am.
You know, I had a guy reach out to me, and he's trying to get a hold of you because he wants to use that electrical device. What was it called?
Scanner? I've got several. I've got so many of them now. I've got magnets, super duper electrical magnets. I've got silver pulsers.
Okay. There's one called a scanner device, I think you said.
Oh, Scanar. S-C-E-N-A-R.
Scanar device.
Okay. Yeah, and there are a couple of manufacturers out there.
Okay, good.
And I heard about this on Coast to Coast years ago when Art Bell was still on there.
Okay.
And,
it's called a Skeenar device.
And the one I have, I'll tell you the difference. The better, more expensive ones, you can change the hertz level. So, for example, if something responds better to a lower hertz, like 20 hertz or 10 hertz or, you know, 5 hertz, you can adjust it. Well, the first one I got, I have two of them, it's just pretty much all lumped into one hertz level. So,
okay, so there's more deluxe versions that give you a little bit more control.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
There are, and that's the difference. And why I'm calling today is I know this isn't an animal show, but I will tie it in. I've been following this one veterinarian, but they're two brothers back in New York. Their last name is Goldstein. Have an amazing history with healing cancer in animals. And their premise is that over-vaccination in animals is causing this mass epidemic of cancer in animals. And I have a 20-year-old book. His name is Martin Goldstein, DVM. He's retired now, but his brother Robert is still in business back in New York. And case history after case history about animals that were dying of seizures, cancer, heart disease, vomiting, you know, whatever. And he says, well-meaning owners, you know, will do this because that's what they're told. And they'll track it back and they'll say, did you just have your animal vaccinated? And they'll say yes. And so, but it's amazing how they knew about it for years and years and years. And he says the show dogs are extremely at risk because they are really, really vaccinated over.
What's the book? What is the book, Pamela?
Well, the name of this one is called The Nature of Animal Healing, the Definitive Holistic Medicine Guide to Caring for Your Dog and Cat. The truth, okay. But his chapter 4, that's about 50 pages long, The Dubious Legacy of Vaccines.
Oh, that's awesome. The Nature of Animal Healing. And what's the author's name?
Martin Goldstein. It's 20 years old. But this man was way, way ahead of his time. And this is how I first learned about how toxic vaccines were. And then he ties it in with humans as well. And how, you know, he's really done his research. And then the other, I'm sorry, I don't have the actual title. Robert Goldstein is the other.
So Martin Goldstein and Robert Goldstein?
Yes, and they have, shocking as it is, 50% of all dogs will die of cancer.
Really? I did not know that.
It's horrible. It's way, way
up there. If you can figure out the name, or if you have an opportunity to get the name of the book, Robert Goldstein's book, I'd love to take a look at it. And I'm definitely going to get The Nature of Animal Healing. Thank you for sharing that, Pamela.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. That's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be talking to Susan Miller in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
Monday night right here in New Folsom State Facility, right here with my celly, some white lightning, the little cups, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
College basketball's March Madness kicks off Thursday, March 18th. 68 schools will determine who's the best of the best. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Five more tickets to the big dance were punched on Tuesday night. Number one, Gonzaga remained undefeated, taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-68 to claim the Northeast Conference title.
Regional games will be played in Denver, Minneapolis, Memphis, and Brooklyn. The Final Four is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Driver Kevin Harvick reflects on NASCAR's work to adapt 1 year after the COVID-19 outbreak, citing positive changes coming out of a tough situation.
You know, there's just so many little things that will make us more efficient, whether it's how we bring guests to the racetrack, how we sign in, the sheer number of people, the days we're at the racetrack. I think there's just a lot of things that happen that probably wouldn't have happened as rapidly if we weren't in this in this environment. So, you know, in a really, really bad scenario, I think we're going to come out of this with a lot of ideas and have tried a lot of things that we might not have necessarily tried if it was a normal year.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com and also BrightsideBen.com. We've got 10 years plus of archived information, all free, good health information. You can also check out PharmacistBen.com and CriticalHealthNews.com and BrightsideBen.com for the longevity products, and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well by clicking on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also start a home-based business by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and treating skin health issues like eczema and psoriasis and aging, as well as hyperpigmentation. You can check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm really psyched to talk to our guest today. Susan Miller is an astrologer. She is the host of a website called AstrologyZone.com. We're going to talk to Susan Miller about what the heck is going on in the world today from an astrological perspective. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Susan Miller. Hey, Susan.
Hey, thank you for inviting me. This is exciting.
Yes, it's exciting to have you on. Your work is amazing. And I'm an amateur. I'm a pharmacist, and we talk about nutrition and biochemistry, and I love biochemistry. Mm-hmm. But I'm an amateur astrologer, too. And I find astrology incredibly fascinating. And I do charts for my friends, and I do charts for myself. I don't know a lot about I know about the chart side of it, but I don't know a lot about how you relate the astrological, what's going on astrologically to what's going on in terms of current events. But I am a believer, and I'm always amazed that people are skeptical of astrology, considering how powerful the sun, the stars are. It seems obvious that there'd be an impact.
The new moon and the full moon tell the whole story every month, and you know when. It's actually, astrology is perfect for planning. You know when to act, when to, it will crystallize, and when to hold back and ask more questions. You know, so it can make you happier, more relaxed, because you're working with the flow of the universe instead of against it.
I like that.
I love it. Mm.
So from an astrological perspective, obviously we're going through something on Earth here last year or so. There's been some
huge.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how does that relate to what's going on from an astrological perspective?
Well, first of all, I will freely admit, I didn't think a pandemic was possible, and I never looked for one. I didn't know that Pluto rules viruses. Pluto is usually associated with big money deals. And last year, Pluto and Jupiter met for the first time in 13 years. Now, very successful people are born under Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions, like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. So it's
when you say successful, I'm sorry to interrupt. You mean successful with money when you say successful?
Yeah, with money, yes, because both planets are associated with money. And they met April 4th for the first time, and then June 30th, and then November 12th. June 30th, they were both retrograde, so they were a little weaker. But when they met for dinner, Jupiter must have been drinking too much wine, because he not only is the giver of gifts and luck, he's also the planet that expands everything it touches. So Pluto said, you know, I'm so happy to see you. And Jupiter said, me too. Could you help me with something I'm working on? Jupiter said, sure, anything. He said, well, the universe gave me this virus. Would you help spread it? Oh, sure, I will.
Oh, wow.
Jupiter, what were you thinking?
So Jupiter makes things big. Jupiter amplifies things, right?
Big time. And so you remember Italy and America, you know, especially New York in April was terrible. And then when it hit again, when they met again at the end of June, I thought, well, that's not going to be too bad because they're retrograde. But they were pretty strong in the Sun Belt from Florida all the way up to California, and Arizona and Texas got hit hard, Louisiana, all of them. And then they met again November 12th, right before Thanksgiving, and then we got another spike. Well, they have finally parted. By mid-January, they were separating, and they weren't going to see each other for 13 years, so I was hopeful. But something was happening last year that I had never seen before. Little brother Saturn was hanging out with Saturn Pluto.
Now, Saturn's the bad guy.
With you.
Saturn's
well,
kind of
Saturn
like the bad guy.
Saturn teaches us if you don't follow the rules, you get hurt.
Okay.
And you get slammed. And he wanted to be with Jupiter and Saturn when they had dinner. And I said, would you just stay home? And he said, Mommy said I could be with you. All right. Okay, get your coat. Go get your coat. So he was like, these three planets were crazy glued together all last year. I'd never seen anything like it. The thing is that Saturn's in Aquarius, and Aquarius is a respiratory sign. It's air.
Uh-huh.
And he's not going anywhere until the very first months of 2023. So
Hang on right there. You're saying that we're going to be dealing with kind of similar stuff for another 2 years?
Yeah, but it'll be gradual. You know, we will get more freedoms. But I think we'll be wearing the masks. And we have to be careful because of those mutations. Every time we're one step ahead, the virus outsmarts us.
Isn't that true about all viruses?
Well, I'm not as familiar, but to to mutate so quickly. Dr. Fauci said, because we weren't all vaccinated, the virus had more time to mutate. And that's why they have a five-alarm fire. They're asking all of us to get it as quickly as possible. And some states are not getting enough, like California and New York, but some other states are getting more than they need. But we've never done this before, so I'm not being critical or judgmental. I mean, it is what it is, and we're learning every step of the way. Where are you based, Ben? Where are you?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado.
You're in New York?
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan. Yep.
Oh, you're right in Manhattan. Okay, yep. So from an astrological perspective, what is, via the signs, the individual signs, what can people, are there specific ways that people with individual sun signs can respond appropriately to what's going on?
Yes. I mean, they had two psychiatrists on CBS this morning. I was watching the news the minute I got up. And they said people are under stress. And even if you think you're not, you've given up something, you know, and some people are really feeling a little lost, like college kids, freshmen who aren't having that experience that they thought they would, or high school seniors can't go to a prom. You know, kids particularly need to see each other, not as much when you're an adult, but they need it and they don't have it. And mothers of small children are under major stress trying to teach their children remote learning and the subjects that they're covering. Some kids are better with it than others. So it's been an adjustment that we've all had to make. But I think by now we're getting into the swing of things. I don't forget my mask when I'm at the elevator anymore and have to run back to my apartment. You know, in New York, they won't even let you in the buildings if you don't have a mask.
In stores and et cetera. Now, hang on. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that this kind of calming thing that seems to be happening, is that can you interpret that astrologically? You know how it's sort of slowing down and the rates of infection are decreasing, et cetera. Is that something that can be detected from an astrological perspective?
Yeah.
And hang on to that thought, because we've got to take a commercial break. Okay? So when we come back, I want you to cover that when we come back. All right, Susan Miller is with us. Her website, astrologyzone.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty
acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com. Order today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Susan Miller, AstrologyZone.com. Susan, just to sum up what you said in the last our last segment, or to reiterate, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter. Does that sum up what happened last year or what's happening now even? Pluto, Saturn. Pluto, I was think of as
Pluto
death
and
transformation.
Left. They left. They split. They won't meet again for 13 years. But Pluto's coming into Aquarius in 2023. He'll retrograde back and forth, so we'll get used to him. But that's when Aquarius will really be...
Is that the age of Aquarius?
Fabric, yeah.
Is that the age of Aquarius that everybody's talking about, or that hasn't been talked about?
I believe. Look, when we put a truck on Mars weighing a ton, and it's so many millions of miles away, and then the little guy truck sent home samples. They didn't want to wait 10 years until they went up and got him back. So he airmailed things back.
Is there an acceleration? Do you see an acceleration happening of technology and change entering into the...
There's two reasons for this tremendous acceleration into Aquarius. One is the Earth rotates three different ways, but most of us only think of day and night and the four seasons, and we feel the difference of the four seasons. Even if we live in a warm climate like California, the shadows are different, the temperature seems different, the light seems different. So we know about summer, fall, winter, spring. And there's a third way. Imagine the whole solar system on a dinner plate that's spinning, and it's spinning, spinning, spinning in an elliptical, egg-shaped kind of path around the sun. And it goes through different constellations, but it stays in each constellation 2,200 years approximately. It takes 25,000 years for the dinner plate to make it all the way around the sun. I have this on my website, astrologyzone.com, where NASA said, am I a Leo or am I a Virgo? You know, there's no difference in the signs, you know, and I explain everything and I explain about how the Earth rotates. But the so we have that, and it has gone into Aquarius, I believe. Now, some astrologers say no, not for another 125 years, and other people say yes. I say yes. I mean,
it's heading
look
in that
at
direction.
Our lives, you know, it's happening.
Well, everybody agrees it's heading in that direction.
Yes, and when Pluto goes in 2 years, it's huge. But there's another. You know, astrology is cycles within cycles, like little Russian dolls. You know, there's cycles on top of cycles. And remember December 21st when Jupiter and Saturn met? A lot of people called it the Christmas star. It was a bit of a misnomer because in Bethlehem, Mars was part of that. But Mars was busy in Capricorn and he couldn't make it. But it was very bright and it was very close to Earth. And on the West Coast, people were sending me photos that they took with their phones. And I could see the rings of Saturn. It was so close you could see it. Here in the East, it was overcast, so we couldn't see anything. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter if you can see it or not, both Jupiter and Saturn met in Aquarius, and this was earth-shattering. You say, why? It's just a sign. Well, for the past 200 years, with one little exception, Jupiter and Saturn have always met in earth signs. You say, that's crazy. I say, yep, for 200 years, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and they each, you know, let the other have their turn. Nobody stepped on each other's time zone, you know. Every 20 years when Jupiter and Saturn met, and they would only meet once, but when Jupiter and Saturn meet, they color all of society. They are in the middle of our solar system. They're not fast-moving like the little personal planets of Mars, right, Mercury, and Venus. They're not so slow like Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. They're right in the middle, so they can color society, politics, food, entertainment, everything.
How does it show up? Give examples of how it's showing up in our world today.
I'm about to tell you. Definitely. Okay. When they met, it heralded the new age coming. Up until now, the past 200 years, we've been in an Earth society where they always met in Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, over and over and over. And over the past 200 years, look what happened. We built cathedrals, skyscrapers, roads, bridges, tunnels. We laid down railroad tracks. We had the Industrial Revolution. And we had the assembly line. And, you know, you get so used to your modern life that you forget way back when you wanted cereal, you couldn't get a box of cereal. You had to get a scooper, and the man at the general store would put it in a bag. If you wanted new dress, you had to pick
up. Would you say we mastered the earth?
No. It was earth signs that were influencing us. And earth signs are really about consumerism and about what you own was important. And to some extent, it got a little extreme, keeping up with the Joneses. I don't like that part. But, you know, some people did. But now the whole emphasis shifts. Aquarius is an intellectual sign. It's not what you have that matters. It's what you contribute.
Ideas.
What you know. Yes. Yeah. And Aquarius, particularly, is a mathematical sign. So you're going to see tremendous breakthroughs in medicine and science and exploration and discovery. I looked back. The last time Jupiter and Saturn met in Aquarius was 1606. And in 1692, they discovered America, right? Columbus. You know, there was a lot of exploration going on back then. And it just is a time when we're going to see new inventions that we never imagined. And in medicine, they'll be able to take out diseases that you're born with, that you inherit.
Genetics?
Suffering.
Is genetic technology part of this?
Yeah. Yeah, the genomes and CRISPR, you know, that big machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
But they're going to have laws. Because when they start messing with in utero babies, you can have designer babies, so they have to have laws. I've been on the internet 25 years, and there were no laws in the beginning. It was the Wild West.
Yeah.
So we have to avoid that. We have to. Governments are slow about these things, but they're going to have to speed up.
How about personal? Where does personal liberty fit into this?
Oh, well, Aquarius is a sign of rebellion.
Uh-huh.
And independence and freedom, and anyone who's held anyone down, they break free. Now, to give us a little preview, the universe sent Saturn into Aquarius on March 21st, and that's when most of us locked down. New York was totally locked down on the 20th.
Is there a tension there? Is there a tension there between personal freedom and rules and regulations?
To those who have been unjustly held down, not to those who are happy and feel their lives are okay and that they've been accepted and treated with respect. But it's those who have maybe been incarcerated, and they will get help. They will get help from lawyers. The whole thing shifts because Capricorn is a patriarchal kind of energy where the king or the president or whoever, the leader, tells you what to do. Aquarius is just the opposite, and every sign on the horoscope wheel is opposite from the sign that came before. So this is grassroots. It comes up from the bottom up. I don't think the government will be able to send out checks like we're doing after this. I think this is probably the last time because we have such deficit spending, and it's going to be hard to get approval. But you will see people helping people because that's Aquarius, the brotherhood of man. People, volunteerism is going to skyrocket at food banks, at any place where they can be useful at any level. If you can only help out for a few hours on a Saturday, they'll take you.
It seems to be starting already, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem to be starting already?
Well, Saturn is in Aquarius now. Yes, you're seeing it, and it's going to bring us together. Suddenly buying another pair of shoes isn't as important as helping your neighbor who's starving and their kids
haven't
eaten.
How many years before it kicks in? I mean, I see it starting already.
It's already starting.
How many years before it flowers? Are we talking about hundreds of years? Are we talking about decades?
No. I think it flowers by 2023 in a huge way.
Wow. That's very helpful.
And Aquarius is Capricorn is a conservative sign.
Yeah.
And
Aquarius is a freak. Aquarius is a freak.
Oh, they're liberal.
Yeah. Hey,
they're
Susan,
about the future.
We're out of time. That was very, very enlightening
gosh,
and entertaining.
Oh, my gosh,
you're
so great.
No, you're great. Thank you so much for sharing that. Susan Miller was with us, astrologyzone.com. Do you have a podcast or anything, Susan?
No, but I have a great app, and one of them is free, and people should definitely get the free one on Apple or Google Play, Daily Horoscope Astrology Zone. Just search Susan Miller, and I come up in a white blouse, and you'll notice it.
Thank you, Susan. Have a beautiful day. Great talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Susan Miller, AstrologyZone.com, and that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.